こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、6600万年前、地球に小惑星が衝突し 99.9999% 以上の生物が死滅しました。恐竜の絶滅はこの衝突が原因なのか、それとも衝突の前に他の原因ですでに絶滅しかけていたのか、これまで議論に決着がついていませんでした。今週、米国科学アカデミー企業とザ・ニューヨーカーに掲載されたロバート・デパーマ氏の研究で、小惑星の衝突でできたいわゆる墓場が発見されたことが分かり、大きな話題となっています。デパルマ氏はヘルクリーク類層を発掘中に、過去に洪水に巻き込まれたとみられる大量の生き物や植物が3次元できれいに保存されているのを発見しました。そこには衝突で発生したマイクロテクタイトが埋まっていたほか、地理的に離れていたはずの海の生き物と淡水の生き物が死の前後に混ざった痕跡があったことから、これが KPG 境界であり、まさに衝突した日に起きた出来事を目の当たりにしていることに気づきました。そこでは恐竜の肝骨と皮膚が見つかっており、衝突の際に少なくとも1匹は恐竜が生きていたことになります。また30センチほどの長さの羽がいくつも見つかっており、デパルマ氏は恐竜のものである可能性があると話しています。
66 million years ago, an asteroid collided with Earth, killing more than 99.9999% of all life. Whether this impact resulted in the extinction of the dinosaurs, or whether the dinosaurs were headed to extinction due to an earlier cause, has yet to be concluded. A study by Robert De Palma, published this week in the American Academy of Sciences and The New Yorker, has received great attention due to its claims to have uncovered a fossil graveyard from that very impact. De Palma, while excavating Hell Creek, discovered complete animal and plant fossils. However, he also discovered glass created from a meteor impact, as well as fossils of distant sea creatures, mixed with those of freshwater ones, suggesting the graveyard is on the KPG boundary. This suggests that what we may be seeing is what occurred on that very day.The site also contained a dinosaur hip bone and skin, suggesting that at the time of impact, at least one dinosaur was still alive. Feathers were also discovered, which De Palma says likely belonged to a dinosaur.
そう、これ結構な話題になっていて、まあ一つはこれが本当だったらすごい大発見、世紀の大発見っていうことなんだけど、もう一つはそのニューヨーカーの記事と論文の内容にものすごい差があるんだよね、
うん、
でニューヨーカーの記事は論文が出る前に発表されていて、だから論文のエンバーゴの前に出てるから、当然ニューヨーカーが何かしらのディールをもらって先に出したっていうのは分かってるんだけれども、
うん、
かなり論文だと恐竜のことは書いてないし、すごくトーンダウンしてるんだよね。だからただニューヨーカーの記事が間違ってるっていうわけでもないし、当然このデパルマさんと何年もやり取りして、
うん、
記者が書いてるので、なんだろう、記事の方が勘違いしてるとかっていうよりかは、論文にまだ書けないようなこととか、そのあまりにもエビデンスがそこまでないようなことまでも記事には出てるっていうので、
うん、
まあ、どこまでをまあ、デパルマさんが持ってるだと捉えるのかっていうのがちょっと議論が分かれてるっていう感じ、うん、でまあ、そのデパルマさんが過去になんか2回ちょっと物議を醸した時があって、
うん、
1回は新種の恐竜を発見したって言ってこうスケルトンを作ったんだけど、そこに間違えて亀の骨が混ざっちゃってた時があって、うん、まあ、すごくこの分野の人たちから、まあ、怒られたというかっていうのがある。でもう一つはティーレックスがまあ、ハイエナがそう思われていたように死肉しか食べてなかったんじゃないかってこう有名な考古学者の人が言ってた時に、まあ、ある他の恐竜にティーレックスの歯が刺さってたのをディパルマさんが発見して、
うん、
いや死肉食べてたんじゃない、ちゃんとハントしてたんだって言って、まあ、その有名な考古学者の人が 自分 の, あの説を覆されちゃったっていう出来事があったので、まあちょっとなんだろうね、あまりこうよく思ってない人たちもいるっていうまあ背景があって、うん、だから一部では結構スケプティカルに見てるし、一部ではいやこれは本当にすごいって言ってる人たちもいて、
He's not being categorized as some kind of full-blown pseudoscientist or anything.
そうそうそう、別にそう、別に彼がそのすごい怪しい人っていうわけじゃないんだけど、まあ過去にそういうことがあったので、あのまあ本当なのかな、本当だとしたらすごいけど、まあただ論文ではあの限られた情報しかまだ載ってないし、どういうふうにこれを見ればいいんだろうって思ってる人が多分いっぱいいるっていう現状。ただあのニューヨーカーの記事すごい長いんだけど、これはもうみんな読んだ方がいいっていうぐらいものすごい楽しいよね。読んだ？
I read part of it. I was hoping you'd illuminate most of that.
あのすごいいい記事であのめちゃくちゃ長いんだけど、あのまあ、とにかくこれを書いた人はデパルマさんと、まあ、個人的にもともと何年もやり取りをしてきた人で、うん、この発見がある前から進行があったらしいんだよね。で、まあ、ある時あの、まあ、こういうのは、まあ、ちょっと誰にも言えないんだけども、あのすごいものを発見したかもしれないから来てくれって言われて見に行きましたっていうところから始まって、あのもうワクワクが止まらないというか、私がこの変な風にサムライするよりみんなが全文を読んだ方がいいんじゃないかっていう、まあ、まず記事の最初にこうそもそもその小惑星が地球に衝突して何が起きたのかっていうのを、まあいろんな研究であのモデル化してるからそれを説明してるんだけど、そこからしてもうすごいなんだろう、
Well, it was very, visually descriptive.
そうそう、
and
映像がね、こう思い浮かぶような、
Describing the size of the waves that would be generated and the force involved.
海とかその水が本当にエベレストぐらいまでバーンって上がって、でもその後なんだすごい有毒なあの環境に地球がなっちゃったわけなんだけど、まあ、その状況とかもすごくあの分かりやすく説明されていて、でそこからまあこのデパルマさんが まあ、ある人にちょっとここ掘ってみていいよって言われて、まあ、出かけていった、うん、でそしたらこう本当にそれこそ大量の生き物と木とか花とかいろんなものがこうぺしゃんこにならずにあの3ダイメンションで保存されていて、うん、魚もそれこそ鱗とかがきちんと見えるような状態になってる。であのマイクロテキサイとかあったから、あれこれもしかしてその小惑星のがぶつかった時の地層なんじゃないかっていうことに気づいたっていうところまでなんだけど、これそれで、ね、その見つかっあの表面のところに恐竜の肝骨そのヘッポンが飛び出ていて、そこからあの皮膚も後で分かったって言うんだけど、皮膚がスーツケースサイズって書いてあったから、まあ、どのスーツケースって感じだけど、まあ大きいんだろうね多分すごく。で、まあ、その羽もたくさん見つかっていて、なんでこれが恐竜のだと思うかっていうと、この地域でそれぐらいプリミティブな羽を持ってるこんな大きい鳥っていうのが今まで見つかってないと、だから鳥じゃないとしたら、まあ、恐竜の可能性があるねっていう話とか、まあ、魚も保存状態がすごくいいので、もしかしたら魚のお腹に入ってるもの、その時食べてたものとかも残ってるかもしれないとか、とにかくもうワクワクが止まらない
で、well, either this guy is completely full of it or he's made one of the greatest discoveries.
まあなんかね、full of it、まあ、そこまでは誰も多分疑ってなくて、疑ってるとしたらまあちょっと持ってるかもしれないみたいな、そのスペキュレーション、例えばこの羽が恐竜のものかもしれないっていうのも、まあ、スペキュレーションはスペキュレーションだから、うん、っていう話はあるんだけど、あと彼が言ってたのは見つかってるヘラチョウザメっていう稚魚の大きさとか植物の種とかからして、まあ、衝突が起きたのは秋だったのかもしれないとか、まあ、いろんなスペキュレーションを彼はしているんでね、うん、多分そういうのは論文には載せられないから、うん、そこで、まあ、そういうのもあって記事と論文の差がすごい開いてるんだと思うんだけど、ただ彼が見つけたのはまあ洪水の後で、その淡水魚と海の魚が混ざってて、でこう魚が半分にちぎれて 魚の尻尾が落ちてたりとか、でそれも死んで時間が経ってたらもっとボロボロになってるはずなのにきちんと残っているから、まあ、多分死の瞬間か死んだ直後にそこに流されてきてそこで沈んだに違いないとか、でその周りが燃えてたっていう証拠もあるんだよね、そのまああのコンパウンドとか見ていくと、だから洪水が起きてたんだけど周りの森林は全部燃えてたっていう状況がそこからも分かってくるとか、あのすごい面白い。で、
Now that they found this, can they? Well, first of all, this is the first time that we've confirmed a site from the extinction event.
そう、この KPG 協会って呼ばれる、まあ、昔は多分 KT 協会って言われてて、ニューヨーカーの、あの記事でも KT 協会ってなってるんだけど、ここがまさにその衝突が起きた時の地層なんだよね。それがノートブックぐらいの厚さって書いてるからすごい薄い、あの普通は。だからそこに今まであの恐竜の骨とかが発見されてないわけなんだよね。だから衝突で恐竜が死んだのか、その前からもうほとんどいなかったのかっていうのが分かんなかった、で衝突で恐竜が絶滅したんだって言ってる人たちは、いやこの地層、この薄い地層の中に恐竜の骨を見つけるっていうこと自体が相当難しいことで、なかったわけじゃなくてそれがただ見つかってないだけ、っていうのがまあメイン の, あの主張だったわけなんだけど、今回だからその薄いのじゃなくてもうその一日の出来事がボーンって保存されてる、もう季節期に季節期が重なってもうここまでいい状態で大量のものが保存されてるっていうのが今までなかったわけなんだよね。
Now that we have this site, is that going to help us find more sites from this exact moment? I mean, it should provide some clues, right?
なんだろうね。なんかこれもとにかくこのヘルクリーク類層っていうのがいろんな州をまたがって。
So well named.
そういろんな州にまたがってて、私はちょっとあんまり想像できないんだけど、多分すごい広大なんだよね、であの私有地になってる部分ももちろんたくさんあって、だからこう勝手に研究者の人が行って自由に掘れるっていう環境でもないし、あのある意味私有地だからお金を払えば掘らせてくれる人もいるじゃん。だから例えばサイエンティストとか、まあ、お金のために恐竜の骨を集めてる人とかの中でも一番こう高額に払ってくれる人に、じゃあここは掘っていいですよとかっていうなんかビジネスもあるらしくて、で彼の場合はたまたまそのなんだっけ忘れちゃったけど、なんかもともとこう掘ってた人がいて、でなんかちょっと面白いしアンユージュアルだからちょっと見ていいよって言われてそこに行ったってい う, こうたまたまの経緯があったみたいなんだけど、だからまあだからこそこの人別にこの分野の中ですごく有名なわけでもないんだけど、この人がこれを見つけたっていう。
Where is this exactly?
It's
in North America.
North Dakota とかかな。
North Dakota. And this isn't necessarily the site of the impact itself. It's just somewhere where they were found that this was that the effects of the impact were mixing all these things together.
So.
Do we know where the impact was? Didn't they say it was like the North Pole or something?
Or,
I remember there was one in like off the coast of Mexico, which they thought might be it. And then there was another one in like, I don't know, somewhere super north.
I forget, but その小惑星自体はあのぶつかるときにあのもうベイプライしちゃってるんだよね、でこのね何が起きたかっていうのを読むためだけでもこの記事をちょっとみんなに読んでほしい。
How big was the asteroid? I mean they've done crazy simulations to try to guess what might have happened.
でもなんだっけ
And they say like the asteroid would be you know 20 kilometers deep into the planet in the first 0.2 seconds or something like it's just crazy.
あの規模で言うと広島の原爆10億個分。
10億個。 個分、
うん、
想像
だからもうそう想像もできないぐらいのもうすごいインパクトだからまあ当然、ね、地球に住んでる生き物がほとんど絶滅するっていうのも
99.9999
そうでしょうねっていう感じなんだけど、
like、
いやそう本当にそう嘘みたいだけどねだからこれ
That's like higher than this how high is this? This
あの低消毒するやつ、99.9
Right?
そうこれ本当に面白いんだよね
Well this has happened a bunch of times to Earth There have been five or six, maybe more. They keep finding
four or five とかじゃない。まあ five くらいかな。忘れちゃった。
Like major extinction events, right?、
うん、
Where almost everything on Earth died,、
yeah.
and it kind of had to it had to recover from, you know, some remnants of what was here.
うん。そう。だからこれはぜひあの恐竜くんにちょっと意見を聞きたいよね。
うん。
その three meter problem っていうらしいんだけど、その KT 協会の周りに恐竜の remains が見つからない問題。
うん。
そう。ただ、だから今、いや、あれもうこれちょっと本当読んでほしい。
Remember what was that crazy looking dinosaur we talked about recently that has the
あの、
the
トゲがついてるやつ。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forget.
ただあの
今回 の, その、見つかった発掘しているところでも、まあ、たくさん生き物が出てきているからもちろん今まで見つかったことない新種の魚とかも含まれているみたいで、
うん、
あのだそもそも大きい小惑星が地球に衝突したことによって絶滅が起きたっていうのは1980年ぐらいにあの最初に言われたことらしくてその時はあまりにもちょっと大胆なアイディアすぎて誰も信じてくれなかったらしいんだけど、
so、we were the first generation to kind of be raised on that story.
そうでも私たちが子供の頃もやっぱりこうそれは一つの説みたいなだから小惑星がぶつかったかもしれないしなんかすごい氷河期が訪れて寒くて死んだかもしれないしとかなんかこうモヤモヤしてたじゃない
well, they used to say comet a lot more
あそうだね、
Lately,
そうだね、水星がみたいな。そうで、1990年代になって、あ、その小惑星が落ちてほとんどの生き物が絶滅したっていうのは本当っぽいってなって、で2010年ぐらいにもうこれであの恐竜の絶滅もこれが原因ですということでコンセンサスでまあいいんじゃないですかみたいなのが姉ちゃんに出たりとかしてたんだけど、そう。
This happened here.Like where we are too, like right where we're sitting right now, this would be completely screwed.
そうだから90年代にやっぱりえってことは今でもこれが起きる可能性ってもちろんあって、うん、一気に人類もろとも死んじゃうこともあるんじゃんっていうなんか恐怖からこれをどうにか NASA とかであの準備した方がいいんじゃないみたいなだからそれこそアルマゲドンみたいな。映画とか
well,
そういうナラティブにつながっていくっていう
Stories around those kinds of cataclysmic events have been preserved in、religious scripture、
mm.
and across a lot of different religions they talk about、sort of the Gilgamesh archetype of、mm. the earth flooding and everything
yeah,
dying
yeah.、
kind of the earth being cleansed
うん、
And Armageddon is a religious concept. And so there are theories that suggest that 12 to 14,000 years ago, there was a cataclysmic event that wiped out most human beings.、
うん、
and those human beings that survived passed down stories to warn future generations that this was a possibility.、
うん
And for the first time ever, we have the scientific knowledge and technical capability to identify and potentially stop an incoming asteroid or something.、
Mm.
It's fascinating to me that culturally human beings thought it was important to pass down a story where everything floods and everyone dies and something unimaginable happens. So like next...future generations of human beings would never know that something so terrible was even slightly possible. They couldn't imagine something that terrible unless it was in some story that was being passed down, right?
Yeah, で、まあこういうふうにある意味ビジュアル的にその結果が見れるっていうのも、まあ奇跡なんだけど、それはそれですごいことだよね。なんかこの海の生き物と淡水の生き物が混ざってるっていうこと自体も、なんていうの、だ普通だったらありえないんだけど、ものすごい洪水、もうなんか考えられないような規模で洪水が起きたから、それが混ざっちゃうっていうところまで行っちゃったっていう。
Have you seen, is it called A Land Before Time, I think? It was like this dinosaur cartoon that was on when I was a kid. And it had this baby brontosaurus called Littlefoot.
Yeah, Littlefoot! 覚えてる! Oh my god, やばい!
And they're like migrating because the world is being destroyed by...the fragments of this meteor impact that are coming around the planet and stuff.
そうだ。
Right?
え、何それ?
I just remember that for the first time in like 25 years.
え、ちょっと待って。What's... It was a movie?
I think it was a TV show.
Yeah. The Land Before Time.
Yeah.
Wiki もあるよ。
Yeah, we were being raised on, you know, the dinosaurs apocalypse.Stories.
これ日本語、私 何でリトルフットだって日本語では、リトルフットの大冒険、1989年。
Yeah, that shit was hot.
スティーブン・スピルバーグとジョージ・ルーカスが制作葬式だって、huh. あ、そんな。
That's why it's so legit.
そうだよね。
Bring that back.
じゃないと日本で来ないもんね。懐かしい。これ見たわ。見た見た。やばい、なんか懐かしい、なんていうの、脳のさ、懐かしい部分が今すごい、あのスパークしちゃってる。Oh my god! そうだね。
And they seem so like nice, and it's just like a family. They're just trying to like eat leaves and survive.
なんかすごい可愛いんだよね。Oh my god.
It's kind of sad that they're all dead, you know?
It is really sad, yes.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like, they're all dead.
Yeah, tears.
I mean, we have the birds, but they're just, like, eating people's trash at the park.
That's so sad. Stop. Oh, my God. It's so depressing.
That's what's left of Littlefoot. It's like eating trash.
Or, like, Fukuro Cafe でさ、働かされてたりするんだよ。Those majestic animals.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, but あのこのリンクはツイッターかなんかに載せるからちょっとね長いんだけどぜひみんな読んでみてほしい。本当にワクワクするから。あのこれがまさにこう自分が今いるここで起きたことっていうのをなんだろうリマインドしながら読むと。
It's hard to process. And 66 million years is like.Sounds like a long time.
Yeah. で、あの、まあ、この人一人でこのサイトにもちろんいて一人で掘ってるわけじゃなくて、あのいろんな科学者の人がそこ、まあ、この後、訪れてちゃんとそこをチェックしてるわけなので、
yeah. We're not gonna have to believe anyone, you know. They're just gonna figure it out.
So. そうそう。次、Google アシスタントに近くの配管工やハウスクリーニングなどのおすすめを聞くと一番近いものや人気のあるものではなく Google ギャランティーに登録している企業からおすすめしていることが分かりました。 Google は現在検索結果に表示される広告から年間700億ドルの収益を得ているとみられていますが音声認識による検索が増える今広告からの収益を守りつつ消費者に透明性を提供することが課題となっています。
If you ask your Google Assistant to recommend nearby plumbing or house cleaning services, rather than recommending the nearest or most popular options, it may recommend companies that have registered in the Google Guarantee Program. Currently, Google generates annual proceeds of $70 billion from search result advertisements. As voice-based search becomes more popular, Google will need to consider how it can maintain its ad revenue while being transparent with its users.
いや、 そう、まあ、ロイターの記事になってたんだけども、弁護士の人たちの見解では、まあ、これはギリギリギリギリグレーゾーンみたいなもちろん Google の中ではこれは法は犯してないという認識っていうふうに言ってるんだけど、うん、
That's what you pay your lawyers for, right?
そう、ただアトーニーの人たちから言わせると、まあ、これはちょっと結構グレーゾーンだねっていう、要は音声で返事をするわけだから、このどの、その音声でこれとこれとこれがありますの中のどれが広告なのかとか、どれがプロモーテッドのやつなのかっていうのをどういうふうに示すのかっていう答えがまだないまま、これがまあもう始まってるっていう状態があるから、
It's hard to yeah how are they gonna monetize from an advertising standpoint
そう
audio results
そう
you know?I mean, I don't think there should be any ads in your search results, audio or not, but that's an interesting problem for them.
そうなの。で、あれなんて書いてあったかな。なんかね、その音声のやつを使ってる人の数みたいなのが記事に書いてあったんだよな。
Is it? It's increasing a lot, I imagine, with そうそう、やっぱりAlexa thing, right?
そう、スマートスピーカーを使ってる人とか、まあ、電話もそうだし、テレビとか、うん、まあ、何でもいいんだけど、音声で聞いて音声で答えを得るっていうのが増えてるから、うん、そうすると今までの広告のあれがどうやってやったらいいんだろうっていう話で、どこに書いてあったっけな、can't find it.
Nice. Well, do you think other...Like all of our appliances are going to start speaking. So you could ask your washing machine a question.
Washing machine? What?
Like how?
Yeah.
Is this too much? Should I take one of the towels out? Like, is this going to make it take? I don't know.
いらないでしょ。
But like,
いらないそれは。
There might be something. Your fridge. You can ask your fridge. Like, do I have milk? And it'll be like, yeah, you have milk.It's like, okay, what's the expiration date? It's like,
いや、もっと自動になるんじゃない?だから、その、入れた瞬間から、賞味期限を察知して、で、もう捨てるやつは教えてくれるし、足りなくなったら勝手に Amazon とかで頼んどいてくれるみたいな。だからこう、喋る必要もないみたいなのが理想じゃない?本当は多分。
But wouldn't you prefer that your husband ask the refrigerator than you? Like, sometimes you just want to ask. Like, I don't want to open the fridge. I just want to know something. No?
Ah, そういうこと? まあ、見た方が早いけどね。
Like, do I have tonkatsu sauce? Or is that oyster sauce? And I can't really tell. I got to reach in there and turn the bottle around and figure out which one it is.No.
まあね、どうかね。ね、あったよ。More than 1 billion such devices have Google Assistant, 100 million Alexa, and at least 1 billion Siri. だって。だからまあ。
Alexa is probably being used the most, though, right? Even though it's a tenth. Is it a tenth? Did you say it was a million
no,
or
100 million?
Okay.
Yeah. そうね、Alexa はだって音声で話すしかないもんね。なんていうの、Siri は。
I mean, you wouldn't buy Alexa for some other thing.
そうそうそうそう。
Right?
そうそうそう。だよね。Siri はね、別に使なんだろう、持ってても使ってない人もいると思うけど。
Is it getting better or is it? Do you use it?
Yeah. Siri, 私天気聞くしか使ってない。
You use it for that though.
うん、天気だけね。
Always? Do you ever just look up the weather manually?
うん、ほとんどない。毎日 Siri に天気だけ聞く。
And does it, Siri says it or it just pulls it up?
He says it.
He says it?
うん。
Oh, it's male.
Yep. You noticed. そう、私の Siri 男だから。
What does that sound like?
普通に男性、男性の声。
Is it?Does it have an accent? Is it like a British?
Yeah, なんかアメリカ人みたいな。あ、でも変えれるよ、多分。イギリス英語とかオーストラリア英語とかに。 But yeah, 私のはアメリカのアクセントの男の人。
So how do you, what are they going to do about these ads? Just give up on it? Or is,、
ねどうすんだろうね、
is Alexa and the Google thing going to start like telling you about sales and stuff after you ask a question? So if you ask like, you know, how far away is the moon? It gives you an answer and it's like, oh, by the way, like, you should listen to bilingual news or something.
ねどうするんだろうね。だからそれこそ本当に今はまあねこう天気なんですか、はい何ですみたいな感じでこうあんまりシームレスに会話してる感じではないじゃん、うん、なんか一問一答みたいな感じだけど、うん、それこそシームレスに会話するようになった時にどういうふうにそれを会話の中に突っ込んでくるのかっていうのはちょっと気になるけどね、うん、
Do you feel weird talking to machines? Because I feel weird talking toa machine.
あのね、その Siri に天気を聞くときっていうのが大体こう、まあ、天気気になるときにもちろん聞いてるんだけど、その中でもあの赤ちゃんがちょっと機嫌悪くなってきたり飽きてきたときに Siri に話しかけると Siri が喋るじゃん。で急に男の人の声がするから、うん、赤ちゃんがちょっとえなんか、まあ、びっくりはしないけどもなんかはってちょっとなるのね。
Is this why you're using it?
そう、それでちょっとこう気が紛れるみたいな。
So it's like a babysitting assist, just a little boost.
Just for a second, yeah.
Yeah.
で、その時にやっぱちょっと不思議な気持ちにはなるというか。
Just like 1% raised by Siri.
Nah.
0.1%.
その時ちょっと変な気分にはなるね。まあ。なんだ、うん、この機械から人の声がしてるっていうのはどういうふうに捉えてるのかなとか。
Well, there's also you speaking to the machine.
うん。
Which maybe that's not that weird because.
うん、なんか会話してるっていう感じじゃないから別にそんなにただコマンドって感じ。
So it is weird, right? It's weird for children or babies to hear that.
うん、I guess.
Because I've seen YouTubers that they're making videos and their kid is there.
Mm.
Right, but they have to keep eye contact with this camera and talk to this camera the whole time, right?
Mm.
So their kid's there, they're with their kid, and you know, people on YouTube are like, "Oh, this is adorable." But you just imagine the scene,
is
a little bit zoomed out, and there's you know the father or whoever staring at and talking to the camera.
Yeah, that's
for
weird.
For like 20 minutes, and the kid is kind of waiting. Well.Doesn't know that they're just there.
あ、そうね。だから電話も変じゃん。ある意味、その私が一人でペラペラ喋ってて。
But it's a conversation with someone. The YouTube video is like this person's gone schizo.
Yeah, but like for the baby, like he can't tell, じゃん。He can't tell the difference, じゃん。だからあのスピーカーフォンにしてる。赤ちゃんいるときは。そうするとまあなんていうの、私が一人でペラペラ空中に向かって喋ってるわけじゃない。っていうのはなんかわかるかなと思って、
うん、
じゃないと本当に急に一人でベラベラ、ね、大人の感じで喋ってるみたいになっちゃう。
Well, when we were kids, the phone would ring.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like lets everyone know like someone is contacting the house. And then one of your parents will physically navigate their way to the telephone.
そうそう。
And then they pick this thing up and there's a cord.And then they start talking into this thing. Mm. And then as a kid, you can kind of imagine like, oh, like it's going into the thing through that cable and someone is calling the house.
Mm.
But now it's like someone just raises a rectangle and they're live streaming, but the kid doesn't have, there's not as many clues as to what's going on. No?
That reminded me. あの、友達がまさに昨日出産した子が、出産直前に足がすごいむくむのよ。私もそうだったんだけど。で、その足が超むくんでる状態でサンダル履いたら、こう、サンダルから足が溢れ出てるみたいな感じになって、やばいとか言って写真送ってきたのね。
Okay.
で、それを見たときに、結構昔、キム・カーダシアンが、あの、妊娠してるときに、透明のストラップのサンダルを履いてお出かけしたら、それこそ足がまたサンダルから溢れ出てて、それをパパラッチに写真撮られたことがあったのね。
足？
そう。もうすごい溢れ出てるって言って。
うん、
で、それを思い出したの。で友達にその写真を送りたかったの、キム・カーダシアンの、
うん、
一緒じゃんみたいな。 だけど夫と外を歩いてて、で夫がベビーカーを押して、私は携帯持ってて、で歩いてるからこうタイプしたくないじゃん。でこう音声認識で打ちたくて、でまず Google に行ってそのイメージを出すために、キム・カーダシアンって言ったのね、 Google に向かって。でなんかフィートかなんか自分で打って、まあそれ検索して画像を保存しました。
You couldn't say feet。
まあ言ってもよかったんだけど、で友達にその送るときにまたキム・カーダシアンって打つのめんどくさかったから、もう一回キム・カーダシアンって言ったのね。で夫がずっとなんか彼に話しかけてると思って、そのキム・カーダシアンって私が言うたんびに、ええって言ってきて。っていう、まあ、ただのエピソードなんだけど、
yeah. Well, if he's confused, then it's got to be even more confusing for babies.
そうそうそう、えってなるよね、急、yeah. だからちょっと、
because you can't tell the context anymore, because you're not running over to the thing and picking、yeah. it up and right、and then when it goes, you know, into contact lenses, or it goes into a neural lace directly into your brain、And there's no context. You'll just start speaking. Like your eyes are like seeing something that's not there. And yeah. You just look like a total...
And it's already like that. I mean...
With like the Bluetooth things.
メール打つときも私は音声認識使うんだけど、まあ赤ちゃんいるし。だから急にこう、That's funny. とかさ、一言だけ言うわけじゃん。
yeah.
で、send 送ってとか。そうすると、電話ならね、まだこう、聞いてる側も片っぽだけしか聞こえなくても、あ、こういう話してるのかなってなんとなくわかるけど、テクストだとねそうもいかないから、でもさ、私の周りだけかもしれないんだけど、メールを送った時にスタンプだけで返してくるのって結構上の年代の人多くない？お父さんお母さん世代の人、なんかスタンプだけで返してこない？結構 OK とか、なんか若い人の方がやらなくない？それって若い人っていうか、まあうちら世代の人であんまりそれやる人見たことないけど、
Just a stamp。
だから10代20代はどうしてんだろうと思って。
Yeah, I feel like it's like I'm not really saying anything。
なんか I feel like it's kind of、
Is it rude?
なんか人にやられて別には失礼って思わないんだけど、自分がやる分にはなんかちょっと失礼かなって思っちゃうんだよね。なんかこう OK とか打つのもめんどくさいんかいみたいな。
It really depends. It has to be a well chosen stamp.
だからこう、そのスタンプ送ることによってなんか面白いとかだったらいいんだけど、単純にこう、
If it's not really that relevant,
はいみたいな。
Yeah. Then you can just do the is it anIs it an iMessage or Gmail now that does the predictive responses? I think it's Gmail.
Gmail, yeah.
Right? So you get an email, and then it doesn't matter what it's about at the bottom, it'll suggest some responses like, oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
Or just like really short stuff
that's
where
not good.
It's not enough for an email. Like that feature exists in Gmail, but I want that feature...texting, and I would never use that feature in email. Because why are we emailing if this is what's going on?
あと Facebook のメッセンジャーだと GIF 送れるよね。なんかそこにもすでにあるやつ。I like sending GIFs. Rarely do that.
Send GIFs?
Maybe like...
Like reaction
GIFs? Once every 2 months. So.
But you like sending GIFs.
なんか楽しくない？
So、you,
でもめんどくさいから本当に 2,3 ヶ月に1回やるかやらないかぐらいだけど。
What GIFs are you using?
いや、なんでもいいんだけど、なんか面白いやつ。リアクションの時に。
Are they properly like full Asian GIFs? You know, like the...
What?
There was that whole thing like you can't use GIFs that aren't like your own race,
race? What?
Or something. You don't remember that?
What?
It was like cultural appropriation to use like...
Oh my god.
You don't remember that?
That's so stupid.
So everyone backed away from all these GIFs.
What?
Because they didn't want to get accused of like...
Okay, cultural appropriation は日本ではないから。Yeah. ないから OK.
Yeah.
いや、 いや、たまに話題になるよね、そのカルチャーアプロプリエーション。日本でもさ、こう、まあ、ケイリー・ペリーがとか、何、アリアナ・グランデがじゃあ漢字のタトゥー入れましたとかなった時に、
あ、シチリン、
うん、なんかアメリカとか、アメリカのアジア人のコミュニティは結構怒ってたりするけど、うん、まあ、日本人は別に、ああ、漢字、イェイみたいな感じで、別に、なんていうの、怒らないじゃん。うん、
well,
むしろ嬉しいみたいな。
I mean...I think the point of your culture isn't to own it, but to share it.
Yeah,
and I think it's obnoxious if you try to police who can, like, interact with
your
culture.
I guess it depends, but, like, その文化を盗まれるっていう、mm. 概念がないし、経験もないじゃない、別に。Mm. まあ、一部の人に文化を盗まれちゃって、それが何年も続いたみたいなことがあれば、まあ、それがトラウマになって、やめてほしいなって、もう気持ちもわかるんだけど、日本はあんまりその経験が別にないから、
Isn't it just flattery though? I always see it as flattery.
みんな喜ぶよね。だからケイリー・ペリーがこう着物着てちょっと中国と日本混ざったみたいなパフォーマンスした時も、アメリカでは結構みんな怒って失礼だみたいな。でも日本人はなんか、ああ嬉しいねみたいな。全然やってくれていいんだけどとか。
I would kind of want her to pick one.
まあね、
like、the Chinese style or the Japanese because they are distinct and they have distinct histories.
But like, ただこう、
I'm not upset about it.
Yeah, ただこう、まあ分かんなくなっちゃう気持ちも分かるじゃん別に、mm. なんか日本人も例えばなんだろう分かんないけどインドとパキスタンとか、
mm.
混ざっちゃったりしてるだろうし、ね、まあ別に怒ることでもないかなって思うけど。
うん。It's like we'll say Middle Eastern food, right?
Yeah.
But there's probably differences between the food in different Middle Eastern countries, obviously, mm-hmm. but everyone's just saying Middle Eastern food. If you just said Asian food, that would be weird, right?
Yeah. とかこう、日本で英語喋ってたら、まあ、自動的にアメリカ人ですよねって決めつけられるみたいな。Mm-hmm. いや、カナダですけどとかあるじゃん。なんか、mm-hmm. いや、オーストラリアだしとか。
It's weird trying to figure out like what...Like, a lot of these concepts about what's appropriation, what's okay or not okay, are cultural concepts, like a part of American culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they are not as... Everyone thinks that the culture of their own country is completely universal, and they tend to talk in terms like...as if it were.
Mm.
You know, when talking about minorities, we don't even know what we mean if...On a global scale, like what does that mean? It completely changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then people take that concept outside of the United States and pretend like that makes sense.
Trevor Noah っているじゃん、コメディアンの。Trevor Noah の、スタンドアップとか見てても、彼はアフリカ出身だから、アフリカ大陸に着いた瞬間に白人の方がマイノリティになるじゃん。だから、こう、なんだろう。すごいレイシスだとしても、レイシスなことを言ったりとか N word とか言っても、mm. ははみたいな、別に笑われて終わりなんていうの、mm. 怖くないから、
mm.
みたいな話とかよくしてて、確かにそのマイノリティっていう言葉自体もね、そのどこで言ってるのかっていうのによって全然違うから。
Yeah
It always makes me feel weird when people なんだろう、アメリカの白人の人たちがそのアジア人を差別してとか日本人に対して失礼だみたいな感じですごい怒ってくれちゃってるのとかを見ると、なんかちょっと不思議な気持ちになるときはある。そういうふうに、mm. いや怒ってないけどこっちはみたいな。
いや、yeah.
なんか Vogue かなんかもあったんだよね。なんか白人のモデルに着物を着せてこう おしろいとかを塗って、
mm-hmm.
みたいなやったときもすごい怒られてて。
You know if people who aren't Japanese don't appropriate Japanese culture, there will be the number of people involved in Japanese culture will just continue to shrink and shrink. You know, you want to take if you think something is if you think something is a good value in your culture, then you should try to propagate that outside of your country as much as possible and encourage others to do so.
ね、特に浅草とか行くとあれだけど、今もうね。その海外から来た観光客の人に着物レンタルして1日着物着て歩いてもらいましたとかめちゃくちゃやってるじゃん。別にこう 日本人しか来ちゃダメとかそういうの誰も思ってないと思うけど、
うん、
次 UCL がブリティッシュ・ジャーナル・オブ・アネスティジアに発表した研究でスコットランド在住の66歳の女性が2種類の特殊な遺伝子変異を有しており、痛みをほとんど感じないほか怪我が早く治り恐怖や不安も感じないことが分かりました。女性は65歳の時に腰の不調を訴えて病院を訪れましたが、本来激痛を伴うほどの変性関節疾患を患っていました。その後別の件で手の手術を受けた際にも全く痛みがなく、これまでの手術でも痛み止めを使ったことがないといったため遺伝子検査を受けることになりました。すると痛みや気分、記憶に関連する脂肪酸アミド下垂分解酵素遺伝子、いわゆる FAAH 遺伝子が変異していることが分かりました。女性はこれまで切り傷や火傷などに全く気づかなかったり、怪我をしてもすぐに治癒してきたと述べていて、恐怖や不安をあまり感じないため、交通事故など危険な事態に巻き込まれてもパニックになったことがないとのことです。
In a study published in the British Journal of Anesthesia by UCL, a 66-year-old woman in Scotland has two unique genetic mutations which cause her to not feel pain and heal more quickly. She also does not feel fear or anxiety. When she was 65, she visited the hospital for a back problem and was diagnosed with severe joint degeneration. When having surgery on her hand for a separate issue, she told the doctors she felt no pain and had never taken painkillers. A DNA test found that she had a mutation in the FAAH gene, which controls the FAAH enzyme. The woman says she has often cut or burnt herself without noticing, and that her injuries heal very quickly. Also, she stated that because she does not feel fear or anxiety, she has not panicked.Even in car accidents or other dangerous situations.
そう、まあ、痛みを感じないっていう、まあ、ある意味症状を持った人が一部いるっていうのは、うん、まあそんなに多分びっくりなことじゃないというか、知ってる人も多いと思うんだけど、それにプラスでこうやって恐怖とか不安も感じないっていうのは面白くない？しかも早く傷が治るとか、
うん、
これまでやけどした時にも肉が焼ける匂いで気づくとかあったんだって、
うん、
だからそこまですごい焼けないと気づかないみたいな。
Heat's weird sometimes. Like you can't tell sometimes, no?
でもさすがにそんなもう焼肉みたいになるまで気づかないってすごいことで、yeah. しかもこの人はこの66歳になってこういうふうに遺伝子検査をするまで自分が特殊だってこと自体に気づいてなくて普通だと思ってたんだって、
うん、
ってことはつまり他の人がいたとか言ってる時に大げさだと思ってたのかなんかこうどう思ってたのかちょっとよく分かんないんだけど、だからこのチームの人はこの人がこれを普通と思ってたってことは多分他にもこういう人って実はいて、うん、気づかないで生活してると思うから、もしこういう人がいるんだったら出てきて教えてほしいって言ってて、これ今後の、まあ、治療とか、まあ、この遺伝子変異を見つけたことによって、まあ、手術の痛みとかもそうだし、不安障害とかそういうのの治療の糸口が見つかるかもしれないから。
Have you seen the M. Night Shyamalan? A movie called Unbreakable.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bruce Willis doesn't know that there's anything special about himself.
Mm. Ah, そうだね.
Like his whole life.
Mm.
And then this guy, you know, he survives this train derailing and he's the sole survivor.
Yeah.
And so Samuel L. Jackson, who's the Mr. Glass, has been searching the newspapers for those words, sole survivor,
mm-hmm.
and it's totally plausible in this plot of the storyline of the movie that you wouldn't notice,
mm.
you know, something being different about yourself like that. Really, you kind of assume that it's normal.
Yeah, or just lucky. それかまあ自分がすごい痛みに強いタイプなのかなみたいな感じで、そんな大したことじゃないと思ってたのかもしれないけど、でも
Do you have any special mutations?
I wouldn't know, right?
Orthostatic.
Orthostatic hypotension はただ倒れるだけだから。そう、めっちゃ弱い。あの、一回、この話ちゃんとしたことあったっけ？ないかな？あの、一回あの、ストリップクラブ行ってる時に倒れて、あの、すごいストリッパーのお姉さんたちが集まってきて、見えないんだけど、意識は戻ってて、なんか、バウンサーの人が、This is not a show!Get back, get back! みたいな感じで言ってくれて、ありがたいなと思ったけど、聞こえてるけど、目は開けられないから、お礼を言うこともできずみたいな。あの、なんていうんだ、起立性なんとか障害って言って、あの、ま、血が足に行き過ぎちゃう。だから本当は多分、その重力で血が全部下に行くのを防ぐために筋肉とかをギュッとしたりしてなんか調節してるんだけど、そこが私はポンコツだから、ずっと座ってたりとか立ってたりとかすると、まあ、頭に血が足りなくなって貧血みたいな状態になって倒れるっていうね、
まあそれでスーパーヒーローになれない、
なれないねそれは全然いらないパワーだよねあのしかもこのやっぱり倒れて意識失ってで意識が戻って耳が先に起きてで目なんだよね、
うん、
なんか耳で聞こえてるんだけど反応できないっていう時間がまあ数十秒なりなんなりあるわけよね。その時にいつもすごい申し訳ない気持ちになるんだよ。そのストリップクラブもそうだし、まあ駅とかコンサート会場とか周りの人は、はあ、死ぬのかみたいな感じでさ、フリークアウトしてる。で自分は、あ、大丈夫ですって言えないから聞いてるしかないっていうなんか最悪の。一回電車で、あの収録の後にマイケルの家から帰ってる時に電車で一人で倒れちゃった時があって、あの、なんかふと耳が起きた時には、多分なんかおばちゃんが一人すごいフリークアウトしちゃってて、で、サラリーマンの人に怒られてたのね。なんかサラリーマンの人が落ち着いてくださいとりあえずみたいなのが怒ってて、母もなんか本当に申し訳ないと思ったんだけど倒れてるから、倒れてるからどうしようもできなくて。あのそのおばちゃんにも謝りたかったけど、もう私はその後、こう車椅子みたいなのに乗せられて駅員さんに連れて行かれちゃったから、そのおばちゃんに謝ることもできず、そのサラリーマンの人もね、こう良かれと思って、ね、どうにかしなきゃと思ってってちょっと声を荒げちゃったので、その人にも申し訳ないし、まあそれは何のスーパーパワーでもない
Well, you can hear what people are saying when they think you can't.So you download all these secrets. So you just go up to some like really important person, you know,
and pretend
some CEO of some company that has some critical information, and then you just pass out, right?
I actually have to pass out.
You just keep listening.
いらね。
But did you know that this what is it called? CIP.This congenital insensitivity to pain, these kinds of conditions are actually more common in Japan than they are in other countries.
なんで？わかんないの？あ、まあでも遺伝だから。
I guess.
そっか。でもこれだから、yeah. すごく不便なんだよね。痛みがないっていうこと。特に子供の時とかによくわかるらしいけどね。その、すごいこう高いところから飛び降りたりとかして。
Well, the survival rate of children that have this condition is quite low. Particularly because of burns. Burns mostly. But your pain signals really do a lot to keep you from messing yourself up, especially when you're a kid. I mean, that's basically all you have to go on, you know, is like your pain signals.
いや、赤ちゃんとかもそうだけど、こうまず座るっていうこと自体もこう座った時にブカーンって後ろに倒れたら頭が痛いっていうのを学んで、あ、こうやってちゃんと座らなきゃいけないんだ、そのために腹筋と背筋をこうグッとしておかなきゃいけないとかって学ぶわけじゃん、ただそれが頭がガチンってなっても痛くないってなると、それをなかなか学ぶのに多分時間がかかるとか、まあ、一個一個多分大変そうではあるよね。
Do you think you're on the sensitive side or insensitive sideto pain?
いや、センシティブだと思う。
Yeah.
うん、排卵痛とかもわかるもん。あ、今。
But like little things, like if you,
とか。
If you like stub your toe or something, like do you just go down, like you're just, you hit the floor.
リアクションってこと？
Well, that's, the reaction is a good indicator. right?
Yeah, どうかね。それも人によると思うよ。
But if you feel way more pain, then your reaction is going to be more uncontrolled.Right? More instantaneous.
でもそこのコントロールが上手い人とはすごい下手な人もいるじゃん、やっぱ。大げさみたいな。
Yeah, so if you have good control, that still kicks in after the initial response, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, ah, and then you go down, and then you're like, no, I'm fine. Right? That's the control. But your initial reaction is still going to be like, 本気, no?
Or... でもそれもどうにかある程度はコントロールできるじゃん。Like, if you let out like 150% or...ちょっと頑張ってこらえるとかさ。
Well, there are people that will cry if they get a shot. They just、
huh.
can't take it. It's so、mm. painful.、
Mm.
And then there's people that have almost no reaction to something like that.、
Mm.
And
do you cry?
I don't think I have high sensitivity to pain, but、mm. I noticed that for me, adrenaline makes an enormous difference.
あ、まあ、そ、for me っていうか、まあ、for humans っていうか、animals みんなそうでしょ。
But I don't know if it makes that much of a difference for everybody. But like, if I have adrenaline, then I feel almost zero pain.
Hmm.
But if I don't have adrenaline, I feel everything.
Hmm. Yeah. I guess. When you think about...giving birth and stuff, like adrenaline があるからできると思う。
Like, the difference is huge.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think I would have passed out or something if I didn't have adrenaline.
Yeah.
But...
Because I've just been adrenalined up and I've like broken my foot or I've broken my ribs and stuff and I haven't noticed at all.
Hmm.
I didn't even know. I like walked home on a broken foot and didn't notice.But as soon as the adrenaline was gone, it was like, oh my god. Like, it's really bad.
I thought you didn't really like needles. Cause
who likes needles?
なんだっけ? Did we take STD test together or something? Like home one?
Hmm.
Or DNA? Something. And then, あのちっちゃい針をパチンと親指に刺すみたいな。And I、mm. somehow I remember you、oh, the, being super reluctant.
You like squeeze something and it like punches your thumb.
なんかパチンって、mm. やるやつ。Yeah.
Well. yeah.
次。
On March 27th, India announced that they had successfully deployed a test satellite in low Earth orbit at an altitude of 300 kilometers.The ASAT weapon was launched from Chandipur, Odisha, and struck India's Microsat R just 168 seconds later. India is the fourth nation to develop anti-satellite capability. NASA Director Jim Bridenstine has criticized the test, saying that it increased the risk of an orbital debris impact on the ISS by about 44%, and that at the time they were only able to track about 60 pieces, those 10 centimeters or larger.24 of those pieces were traveling above the apogee of the ISS.
先週水曜日、インド政府がオリッサ州チャンディプールから衛星攻撃兵器を発射し、地球の低軌道上高度300キロを周回していた自国の人工衛星マイクロサット R を破壊したと発表し、衛星攻撃技術を保有する4番目の国となりました。NASA のジム・ブライデンスタイン長官は、今回のインド政府の試みにより数千個に及ぶ大量の宇宙ゴミが発生し国際宇宙ステーションに衝突するリスクが 44% 増加したと批判しています。 NASA では10センチ以上の大きいものを60個トラッキングしていますが確認できただけで24個の破片が国際宇宙ステーションの上を飛び越えていきました。おいおいっていう
This is similar to what happened in 2007 with theChinese satellite anti-satellite missile test.、Mm. The difference being the Chinese one was many, many times worse.
Yeah. そうね。でも今後こういう、なんだろう。難しいよね。その国際宇宙ステーションにとってすごい迷惑だし、そこに人もいるわけで危ないじゃんって起こるのは当然だし、かといって、こう、国際宇宙ステーションに参加してる国としてない国っていうのはもちろんあってしてない国からすると、うん、その勝手に、
うん、
あの先取りしてそれを作ってるわけだからっていう、こう 今後そういう見解になる可能性はあるよね。
It just becomes such a long-term problem. You know, like the 2007 Chinese test debris is still going around Earth, and and that will be a problem for probably over 100 years.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane. And India's like, everybody chill. It was pretty low altitude. Like, everybody's overreacting. Like, it'll be gone in 3 weeks. People relax. It's kind of the tone that India has. That's how I imagine them sounding. But, well, compared to NASA's tone, right?
Yeah. You know, the India, well, NASA is 激おこじゃん.
Yeah. So, it doesn't seem like it's a huge problem. Most of it will probably be gone in three or four weeks. But there are certain pieces that, you know, because it's an impact and some parts are accelerated and sent into different orbits, probably some debris will remain for a while.
難しいよね。こう国同士でやってるから、こうなんだろうね。そのお友達みたいにやるわけにもいかないわけじゃん。どっちの方が得してるとか損してるとかって話になってきちゃうし、だからこうみんなで協力して遠慮したりとかっていうのがなかなかうまくいかないのもわかるんだけど、今後こう民間の、それこそスペース X とかもそうだし、民間ですごいマイクロサットいっぱい打ち上げるとかなってくると、さらに、ね、誰がじゃあ宇宙ゴミいっぱい出して、誰がその迷惑を被って、誰が保証してとか。
Well, I think for commercial instances of, well, private companies are going to be regulated and need to have all their activities approved by the local space agency, right? And in that case, it's, if it happens, it would be the space agency's fault, the same as it is now.
Right.
You know, so I think that's actually less worrisome than some of these smaller governments kind of coming online into the space age and then thinking,
right.
You know, people have speculated that the reason this test was done was because of political reasons in India, and then they have an upcoming election, and it was kind of a flex of sorts.
まあだからそういういろんなね背景があって、国もまあそれこそ Cold War とかもそうだったわけじゃん。いろんな思惑があってこれを今打ち上げたいとかってあるわけだけど、こう今環境問題も同じようなことになってるわけじゃん。先進国がものすごいこれまで環境破壊をしてきてしまった。で、それがもう間に合わないところまで来てしまって、あ、じゃあどうにかしないといけないですねってなった時に、これまで全然特にあの環境問題に寄与してこなかった国までもが、これからの対策を強いられる。で、それがアンフェアじゃないかって言って、まあ、まさにインド政府とか怒ってたりするわけじゃない。だから宇宙もまさに同じように、これまで宇宙ゴミを大量に出してきた国と全然出してない国っていうのがあって、全然出してない国もこれから宇宙ゴミを出したい、宇宙ゴミを出したいっていうか、出すことをしたいわけじゃん。
This is not a valid complaint from developing countries, this whole thing that it's unfair. It's not valid because people did not know better in the past with regards to CO2 emissions, and people did not know betterwith regards to orbital debris when these things were done. And as soon as people knew better, they got their act together. And now that these developing countries have access to the same information about, you know, what the consequences of these things are,
right,
they should take reasonable, I mean, they should respect that rather than have this,
まあね、
it's only this competitive mindset of like, well, you guys, you know, had like Starship Prime and detonated nukes.
なんだっけ、あのなんかあのナショ上だっけ、どこのドキュメンタリーだっけ、あの、ディオ・ディカプリオのやつも、あのまあディオ・ディカプリオがそのインド政府の人に怒られてたけど、そのうちはその電気もない人がいっぱいいて、その電気もないところに電気を今すぐに通さなくちゃいけない、生活のために、それがプライオリティなんだよって、なんかその気持ちもわかるじゃん、確かに、
right.
そのでそれをやろうとしてるところで、その他の国から怒られる、お前たち何なんだよ、今まで好き勝手やってきたくせにって怒る気持ちも私はわかんないんでもない。
But countries also say that as a political excuse for,
yeah, right, for, sure,
for serving but... certain industries that have lobbied their countries,
right,
you know, and so it's important to ignore what they're saying and to actually look at the issue. If it's true that a bunch of people are going to die, you know, if they don't get power online, you know, in the sloppiest way possible, some, you know, unique circumstance, then that would be valid. But you just can't take them at their word at this point. It's just no way.
Yeah, but それをやっぱり判断、外から判断するのはなかなか難しいしね。
Right, because it's, you know, state sovereignty and...
Yeah, so... でもこれはあれだよね。時間が経ってば経つほど、そのリスクは減っていくんだよね。そのぶつかるリスクは。
Yeah, and tracking technology is improving. So right now they can only track 10 centimeters or larger. But they're going to try to get that down. They have some... can't remember specifically, but they have some new program coming online that's going to try to track down to one centimeter. And then, you know, they're going to keep trying to get it smaller and smaller because there are pieces of debris that are one centimeter across that could seriously damage or even disable the space station. And they have no ability to track those.
So, 次。
Scientists at ETH Zurich have created the first computer-generated artificial genome on Earth using an algorithm to simplify its code. The genome is based on the living organism C. anthensis. The new genome is called C. anthensis 2.0. Calobacter crescentis is a freshwater bacterium found in spring water, rivers, and lakes. Its genome consists of 4,000 genes, but it can survive using only about 680 of them. Scientists chemically synthesized this genome as a ring-shaped chromosome. Study author Beat Kristen stated the following, Through our algorithm, we have completely rewritten our genome into a new sequence of DNA letters that no longer resembles the original sequence. However, the biological function at the protein level remains the same. The scientists then produced strains of bacteria containing original and artificial segments of the genome and tested the function of each artificial gene. Only 580 of the 680 artificial genes were functional.
チューリヒ工科大学の研究で史上初めてコンピューターで人工ゲノムを作成しました。この人工ゲノムは湧き水、川、湖など淡水に生息するカウロバクタークレセンタスという細菌を基盤にしており、C. anthensis 2.0 と名付けられました。4000個の遺伝子を有していますが、そのうち680個だけ使って生き延びることが可能です。チームはリング状の染色体としてゲノムを作成し、細菌に移植して機能を確認しました。すると680個の人工ゲノムのうち580個が機能していました。チームを率いたビート・クリステン氏は以下のように述べています。アルゴリズムを使い、ゲノムを完全に書き換えて、元の配列からは全く異なる新しい配列を生み出しましたが、タンパク質レベルでの生物学的機能は同じままです。
Yep.
これ550 of the 680っていうのは、本当は680全部にファンクショナルでいてほしかったってこと？
So they're planning to make a new genome called C. anthensis 3.0.Which will have 680 functioning genes instead of 580. They're trying to figure out exactly what happened. But it's pretty good.
すごいね。
And this, yeah, this is the first artificial genome. So when was this? Like, not...Maybe almost 10 years ago. Do you remember when Craig Venter did his... The Venter created a synthetic genome, but it was a copy of a natural genome. So they didn't change the genome, but they created a genome synthetically. That was done by Craig Venter and his team, and that was a $40 million project.
Jesus.
Yeah. and...These guys did something slightly cooler, well, a lot cooler, and it was $120,000 instead of $40 million. So the cost of doing this has gone down quite dramatically. And they were able to use this algorithm that understands how you can basically eliminate some of the redundancy in the genetic coding so that you have a smaller chromosome. So they wanted as minimalistic a project as possible, but still a complete functional genome. So they removed a lot of the redundant stuff. Because we have a lot of...
But the function is the same.
Well, 580 out of 680, so it's not quite the same. But the genes that... The artificial genes have the same function as the normal genes do. So the organism doesn't behave differently. Technically, they could create a different, unique genome. But that... I mean, if they just went ahead and do that, they would end up in the same hot water that the Chinese geneticist got in.
I guess.
Yeah, because you would be creating a new organism.
Right? I guess. Well, at least this isn't with human.
So they can create synthetic bacteria. Bacteria kill people. If they can make a synthetic bacteria that
would eat your
that
brain.
Kills people, that would be bad. Right?
Obviously, yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
are there good things that we need bacteria to be doing? I mean, this has potential applications for
sure, right?
You know.
それこそ Mars とかでしょ? うん。行く時とか。
Or maybe they could fight other infections for us or something.
Yeah. Possible, huh?
I don't know, but it's going pretty fast and
it's like James Bond villain scenario, right?
Yeah. I don't think we need to worry about some nefariously concocted super evil artificial bacteria, but the idea that, you know, if they made an artificial bacteria and that thing started replicating and that thing started killing other organisms, it's not going to be in a natural ecosystem at all, right? It'll just be a totally out of nowhere, not out of nowhere, but a synthetic new bacteria that does kind of what we want it to do. Imagine if that got loose. So if you have a genetically engineered chimpanzee with a horn on its forehead or something, and the unicorn horned chimpanzee escapes into the city, you know, you can kind of track it down and hit it with a dart, and they drag the horned chimp back to the testing facilities underground, and they incinerate it or something horrible. But if you lose track of some synthetic little bacteria guy, you can't control it. It's impossible, right? It's just going to go off and start
mating.
How do you prevent it from escaping from a lab?
It would have to be completely
in a little sealed thing, right?
Yeah.
But you could never really introduce it into the environment on Earth.
Yeah.
Without, I don't know. I feel like it's safer to have a genetically synthesized rodent that we can stomp on it or something. You know what I mean? Like, because if you make a new life form and it's bacteria, I just feel like that's too crazy. But that's probably that's probably easier.
I mean, it depends on where this bacteria can survive, right? I mean, the environment and stuff. If it's, you know,
it'll just
evolve. If it can survive on your table or something,
but it'll either
it's not good. But
it'll either go extinct immediately or it'll start evolving.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd much prefer it be a little squirrel-looking thing.
At least it's cute. No. 次。
Three teams competing in NASA's 3D printed habitat challenge have completed its third phase and have been awarded $33,000 each for designing the most compelling Martian habitats. In this phase, NASA evaluated 11 habitat designs based on livability, scalability, constructability, and interior design. Team Search plus APIS Core came first with a hyperboloid or concave spiral type structure constructed by two autonomous 3D printer rovers. Team Zophurus came in second with a large six-legged robot rocket which can walk around and seal itself to the Martian surface before printing a dome structure out of regolith concrete and moving to a new site. Mars Incubator came in third, presenting geodesic domes constructed from 3D printed modular panels. The habitats featured radiation shielding, an airlock, garden, wet lab, dry lab, storage for food, water and supplies, a sanitation area, crew accommodation, an HVAC system, water treatment and containment, as well as a propellant and oxygen production system. H2O from Martian water ice would be combined with atmospheric CO2 to produce O2 and CH4.
11組のチームが参加した NASA の 3D プリンタ火星基地コンペの第3ラウンドが終了し、居住性、スケーラビリティ、建設可能性、インテリアデザインにおいて優秀な成績を収めた3組にそれぞれおよそ$33,000の賞金が与えられました。優勝したのは Search Plus APIS Core チームで、自動の 3D プリンターローバーを2台使って建設する円柱がねじれたような形の住居を考案しました。2位を獲得したゾフェラスチームは、火星の表土からなるコンクリートを使ってドーム状の住居を6本足で動き回るロケットでプリントし、終わったら自ら移動して他の場所にまたプリントするというコンセプトを発表しました。3位のマーズインキュベーターは、プリントされたモジュラーパネルを使ってドームを建てるアイディアを発表していました。これらの住居は放射線シールドや気密性、庭、ウェットラボ、ドライラボ、食品、水その他を保管する倉庫、公衆衛生施設、クルーの宿泊場所、空調システム、水処理及び保管、推進剤や酸素の生産システムなども兼ね備えています。火星の氷を大気中の二酸化炭素と混ぜて酸素やメタンを作ります。すごいね。
Did you see the videos of the teams?
ビデオ見てない。動画しか見、あ、動画じゃない。画像しか見てない。
Well, each team released a video of their project, kind of describing it、
うん、
and showing the actual models.、
うん、
so, well, they haven't built physical versions of these yet. These are designed in a model building architecture software.、
うん
And, but there is an $800,000 prize for whoever builds the best physical model, which will come up in the beginning of next month, actually.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool contest.
この買ったやつすごいかっこいいよね。
Which one?
この twisted みたいなやつ。
Oh, yeah.Yeah.
なんか思ってたのはもうちょっとこの後の2つ、あの Mars Incubator が考えたやつみたいな、それこそなんていうの、スターウォーズみたいな、
うん、
あの丸くてこうポンって置いてる、
うん、
あのモンゴルのゲルみたいな感じをちょっと想像してたから、この勝った人のやつは全然違ったから意外だった。もうちょっと高さもあるしね、これはなんか。
Yeah, it looks like aI mean, what does it look like? Trash can? Like, what is... Like a vase, almost.、Mm. It has this concave...
なんか円柱に、で、なんか螺旋階段みたいな、こう、周りに巻いてあるみたいな感じだよね。
The stairwell is an escape, actually, from the structure, just in case something happens. And it's supposed to be...These videos are incredibly detailed. Like, you know how sometimes someone comes out with some concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really cool, and then it's fluff. There's no substance to the concept. Mm. These concepts are completely fleshed out. Like, every centimeter of space inside these concepts has been accounted for. So they built everything inside virtually. It's completely built. The construction process, everything has been considered.
あ、本当だ。なんかコンセプトビデオみたいなことじゃないんだね。結構本当の、あの、
It's just 計画。 a really good concept video. I mean, this is being reviewed by NASA, so... I mean, they really get into like how some of these things、
ね、
will be done.
本当だ。
So...
こうおしゃれなコンセプトビデオみたいなことではないね、全然。
うん。
まあそりゃそうなのかもしれないけど。
うん。But yeah, the winning team used that structure, partly because the structure would be pressurized.
うん。
So it's better to have the walls concave like that structurally, instead of like flat. I don't know.
こういうことでしょ、
huh?
こういうことでしょこう、yeah. 顔でもできるじゃん。ほっぺをこうギュッて吸った時みたいな。
Yeah. Oh, they confirmed methane on Mars. Did you see that?
うん。
So they've confirmed it with the orbiter and they confirmed it with the rover as well. And they're saying that there's...more methane than you would expect if it was just abiotic methane. So it seems to be indicating that there is life on Mars. Now we're not sure because there's still a possibility that it's this geological process of some subsurface materials being exposed to the elements and then releasing methane. But...I mean, both seem extremely unlikely. There's only two possibilities, and both are super unlikely. Right? It's either aliens or this other thing, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
But it's got to be one of them.
That's awesome. Either way, it's exciting then.
Yeah, so, I mean, could confirm aliens on Mars, like, pretty soon. Or not.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, we've gotten excited before.
But. I mean, I won't be surprised, right, if there's living organisms on Mars.
Depends what they are. If you zoom in and there are these really tiny bacteria things and everyone's like, oh, that's so lame. But then you zoom in and they're like some tardigrade-looking type aliens.
That we've never seen before.
Yeah, and they have language and furniture.
It's so stupid, but like it, I mean, for normal people like me, it
has to be cute.
It doesn't have to be cute, but like it,
What
something. It looks like is really important, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Tardigrade or, like, yeah, like something like that with legs and...
But if it's just like the stick type...
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
don't really care.
yeah. I don't know.
So it's either aliens or it's heated and pressurized...peridotite, which is, I guess, is some mineral deposit. There's a stuff called peridotite that, when it comes into contact with water, can release methane.
I see.
But that's also rare.
そっか。
And because there's methane, you know, they're just finding methane coming out of the surface of Mars. Well...Elon's SpaceX Starship spaceship just conducted a successful test, a tethered test of its engine, and it uses a Raptor engine which burns methane. So there is going to be this whole process on Mars.Of collecting water ice, doing electrolysis to separate the oxygen, the hydrogen, and then using atmospheric CO2 and the Sabatier process to create methane and oxygen. But if there's just methane coming out of cracks on the surface, we can just send a rover over there with a straw.
Yeah.
and just suck it up. And then Mars could happen way faster than people thought, because one of the concerns for Mars is safety. And it's safer if you have a fully fueled rocket sitting on the surface when the astronauts arrive, just in case something goes horribly wrong. Just get in that rocket and start and just get out of there. You know, if monsters start coming out of the holes or something.
Yeah,
that's a lot easier if there's methane on the surface to do that. You know, they were doing this press conference with Jim Bridenstine was hosting it, and he said something pretty interesting. He was like, our number one mission is safety. And everyone's nodding their head. And he's like, actually, no. If our number one mission was safety, we would just stay home. Like, we wouldn't go to Mars. Like, we wouldn't do any of this stuff. Like, let's be real. Yeah. So it's like, but you, I mean, you don't want to come out and just announce, like, our number one mission is definitely not safety. Like,
Yeah, it's true. I mean, any country, any company and stuff, like airlines and whatever. もうなんか、それがテンプレとしてさ、もう一番大切にしているのは安全性ですって言ってきてるじゃん。
Yeah.
But yeah, that's bullshit. I mean,
it's PR. They totally have margins of error that could create some incident, and they have money saved up to pay off a bunch of people if something horrible happens.
The whole insurance industry
thinks about this all day long.
その優作前澤もそうじゃん。そのこれはもう一番安全性をトップに置いていますなんて誰も言わないじゃん。
Yeah,
it's true. Like それが本当だったら本当に行かないもんね。
Yeah.
そのプロジェクト自体できないことにな
っちゃう。Exploration is always dangerous.
Yeah.
It's way safer to go to Mars. Like all these.So many people now are like, oh my God, I wouldn't go to Mars. It's so dangerous. You might die, maybe on like the millionth rocket, blah, blah, blah. But a few hundred years ago, people would just jump on these sailboats and just row. You don't have GPS. You don't have Wi-Fi. You barely have any water. You have mostly just rum. And...there's no security. There's no. You're just on a boat with a bunch of hairy dudes.
Yeah, and when something bad happens, you throw a woman into the ocean as a solution, right? That's what they used to do to calm the god of sea or something.
I don't know if that was a regular thing. You're saying that pirates were just.Chucking women overboard for good luck?
Yeah. Well, not good luck, but when there's a storm or something to as a sacrifice, they'll throw a woman.
Well, I've heard that it was bad luck to bring a woman on board. Mostly because all the sailors can't control themselves and it'll cause problems. Because you're stuck in the middle of the ocean. You gotta have the same number of... You gotta have like 12 healthy marriages going at the same time. Everyone, like it's impossible, right?
I guess. Well, これってこの後どうなるの?
Mars?
This competition.
Oh, well, there'll be the $800,000 prize for building a...
So that'll be the next step? They're going to be actually building these?
Yeah, so these are designed to be built with a 3D printer. A 3D printer using the Martian regolith. So...They're using the 3D printer because they don't want to take the materials for construction to Mars. They want to use the materials on Mars. So like they've done with the moon, they created this Martian soil simulant and then tried to figure out a way to use that in 3D printers. And so they'll just run the printer. They'll just turn the printer on, say like, all right, if this doesn't build this... Martian habitat, then you failed because there's no one, there's not going to be anyone on Mars to fix it or to do, you know, any of that crap. They want this whole thing to be done autonomously,
right,
without humans being involved. So robotic arms are placing the doors and stuff. So they print up to a certain level, and then they robotically insert like doors and other things, windows or whatever, and then it just keeps printing. And that's why That's why it's, they had like the big walking robot is totally autonomous, right? I mean, that one looks like the entire spaceship is the 3D printer, right? So the spaceship lands from Earth and then it prints a habitat and then it like walks.
Yeah,
it's weird, crazy. Right? It's like a spaceship that walks around like a spider and lays buildings as if they're eggs.
Martian underground will be in shock. Like, what the fuck?
So this is not just a challenge because you're designing a habitat. You're designing a habitat that can be made by robots.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
And without any human help.
Mm.
So humans will just show up and there's going to be a nice hotel there that's been 3D printed in advance. And you just, you know, you walk
with
in.
With AC and everything.
Yeah.
Garden. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, っていうか太田さん無事そうでよかったね。
Yeah, it's scary.
怖い。私生で見てなかったんだけど、 あの、園芸グランドスラム録画して途中まで見て、 で、なんかやんなきゃいけないことやってて、 そしたらツイッターとかでみんなが話してて動画見たら超危ないよね。 あれアメリカだったらさ、 テレビ局訴えて何十億円とかもらえるやつだよ。
Well, if you get a, you know, $1 trillion for hot coffee or whatever the standard is in America.
No. でしょ?よかった。めちゃくちゃ危ないよね、あれ。怖い。
Well,
people
die from hitting
I know, their head, like, a lot. よかった,
so.
無事で。
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so scary to see.
Yeah, it's scary when you like, I don't know, when you know it's going to happen too, it's like scarier, no?
I guess
it's not scary if you don't know it's going to happen. But falling is like, people fall and sometimes it's nothing, right? It's totally nothing. They just get up, you know, brush yourself off. That's it.
Hmm.
But sometimes you fall and you hit that's your head it. And it's like,
that's it.
That's a wrap.
I know.
You know, so...
And I think about it all the time now since I have a baby. Like I visually imagine all the worst things that could happen to us, right? Like from simply dropping the baby accidentally and he'll hit the head or like anything. I'll trip. You know, I'm holding the baby going downstairs and I fall, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are risks everywhere. I might sound paranoid, but... When you're always thinking about it, you realize how crazy it is that we're alive and well and, you know.
Right. Well, remember I was saying we should ban
gum.
Concrete?
And
gum too.
We should ban chewing gum.
Ban chewing gum. Yeah. But also ban, just ban
concrete,
everything.
Concrete, yeah.
Just ban concrete. Like,
yeah, we
humans
need soil.
In nature... Falling down, you're not gonna, you'd have to specifically smack your head on a rock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Specifically on a rock.
Yeah. And I think about it too. I mean, I have flooring here in my apartment and, you know.
This isn't that bad, but it's a lot worse than like soil or grass or something.
Yeah, grass. Yeah. That's what we need. So.
Yeah. I think kids, you know, millions of years ago, kids, would fall and smack their head on soil, on dirt or whatever, you know, and that's like nothing. Nothing happens really. You almost can't hurt yourself. It's very hard. But we live in a world where things are at right angles. Everything has a corner on it.
I know.
Everything's like really hard. I mean, wood is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as bad as some of the metal.
Yep.
Stuff.
Yep.
Everything's so
anyway,
plenty.
Anyway, 本当に無事でよかったです.
Did you hear Elon's track? His new
no.
song?
No.
Hmm.
It's
Hot Fire.
Is it good?
It is absolutely lit. Well, it's...
Is he actually rapping?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. But you listen to it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of catchy.
Okay.
It's called...
Rest in peace, Harambe, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of a meme-based song. But it's it's so refreshing to hear something that's not about popping pills.
What is it about? Is it actually about Harambe?
Yeah, it's just like...
Oh.
Yeah, it's about Harambe and Bombay Sapphire gin and going to the zoo and remembering Harambe and he's like in heaven now. And it's positive.
Okay. It's positive?
How can it
be positive?
How could it not be positive?
It's sad that he died.
It's sadder if you never celebrate it or bring it up. No.
I guess.
No.
It's so random. What are we talking about?
I don't know, but it's not about drugs and bitches and
that's good, and
you know, the escalades and all the sort of the stereotypical stuff that, you know, surprisingly it doesn't really evolve that much. You know, the top 50.
Sold on that.
It just doesn't really evolve that much. Maybe a little bit, but it's not. It's kind of the same as it was in like the early 90s. Just the content,
90s?
The subject material.
Isn't it getting worse though? Like was
with like
it
the mumble rap and the
yeah. But was it always so much about money and women? Because I grew up digama. I was listening to Eminem all the time, and it wasn't really about money. And
you know, Eminem was considered one of the most profane rappers ever, and there was dramatic efforts to censor him. You know, when we were growing up, he was censored.
Yeah, I know, but like, it wasn't about money and women, was it? It was
not
more about society and
not as much, but there was, you know, NWA and a bunch of kind of crazy aggressive stuff.
Right.
In the early 90s.
But it wasn't
I mean, it wasn't bad, but
it wasn't just about like doing drugs and women strippers and, you know, I feel like there are a lot of songs about that now. Like just about money and
the what is it? Like
drugs
Fizz
and
Face.
Women.
And like Fizz Face.
What's
getting
that?
Like hyphy.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, you know, mumble rap is a...
Do you listen to any mumble rap?
No, but I didn't even know that it was a thing. I was telling my husband.
Like, what about like trap?
Some months ago. Yeah, isn't it the same? Like, no, 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 no. Like, it's all the same. And... And I didn't know that was a thing. I was just like, huh, like, it seems like it's a trend now. It all sounds the same.
Yeah.
And then I learned that it's called trap songs or trap tracks or whatever. And I was like, oh, so it's actually a thing.
There was trap
like,
music,
people
which people
actually,
hated.
I was like, so people actually know that it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that. I didn't know that people were aware.
Yeah.
Because... If they were aware, why would they make another one that sounds exactly the same? But, yeah, what's that?
I don't know, but I kind of like people talking about something else lately, other than the usual...
I mean, the lyrics
mumble
wise.
Rap content, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, have there been songs about internet memes? Or I guess Panda kind of was like... Remember that song where it was like, panda, 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 panda. You know that? What is that? I think it's called Panda.
Hmm.
I think it's by Panda.
What about that one? The one that my husband showed me. Like, it's from some years ago, a couple years ago maybe, but it's about, it's like, is that, what? The brain. This little like brain is like rapping.
Hello, I'm your brain or whatever. What
yeah,
was that?
And they're like the guy's like having a night one
that,
night stand
yeah,
and then
yeah. And the music video is
and then they
it.
Get high and then the
there's
brains
a music
are
video
talking.
With like a talking yeah.
That was really cool, fun, like different.
Yeah, that was cool.
And it was funny
and
too.
Meta.
Yeah.
Who
it was
that?
Really
it was
funny.
It was by Lost Island, right? That goofy guy who didn't he do like the Jizz Your Pants song or something? Or
I don't know. What is it
didn't
called?
Didn't he make a song about jizzing his pants? brain. I don't know. But the brain is wrapping, right?
Yeah, brain is wrapping. Well, no, I mean, it's like a three-way conversation. Or
with him,
I mean, the girl
his brain,
talks and then
his girlfriend?
Not the girl, not a girlfriend, but like this girl,
brain? Girl
that, no.
There's only one brain. Oh, his brain is the only brain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's talking, she's talking, and then the brain occasionally joins.
And talks to him?
Or talks to him, yeah, says something. But it seems like the girl cannot hear what the brain is saying.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I think it's Lost Island Brain, but I could be completely wrong. Forgotten
Lost
Island. I have no idea. I don't know. But yeah, that's not, you know, that's not a song that's taking itself so seriously that it's actually trying to be, you know, thug. But I like music like that too sometimes. They're going to take a picture of a black hole in like a week. It'll come out. And
okay.
We'll have the first picture of a black hole.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I wonder what it's going to look like.
Lost Island Brain. I really want to watch it now that I mentioned it. It was
you haven't
funny.
Heard the Harambe track yet?
No. No, you know, now I really have to choose, right?
Choose what?
I can't just like play all kinds of videos and audio.
Yeah.
I have to like focus on a baby.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, Harambe was not on my top list.
No. It's a great intro
okay.
to the world of music. What did your parents listen to, or what did you hear your parents listening to when you were growing up?
You mean?
Mm. What's that?
What? Stop. Oh my god. 今多分ね、聞いてる人全員 stop.
Worse than Kyari Pamyu Pamyu.
ユーミン知らないの？聞いたことないの？松任谷由実っていう歌手知らない？
I might recognize it. Maybe
okay.
I'll check it out.
ユーミンと
like ABBA.
あとなんだっけ、あの、ホテさんと不倫した人、なんていう名前だっけ？
What?
あの、女の人の歌手。
Who refers to someone?
私は今の人なんだっけ、あの人もよく聞いてたね、mm. My mom は、mm. Yeah. Anyway、文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題まだやっていますのでぜひ。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトではストアもあるのでチェックお願いします。イケてるグッズ売っています。
送料無料
イエイ。発言の自由を守るためにスポンサーをつけず自腹で運営しているので気に入ったものがあったらぜひ購入していただけると大変助かります。これまでに購読してくださっている方、商品を買ってくださった方々、本当にありがとうございます。大変助かります。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。